Finding Dory, as you said, a popular Disney film, but the worry was the star of that movie is what we call a blue tang, a Pacific blue tang. And usually something like this happens, there's great interest in the fish, and unfortunately the fish has never been able to be produced in an aquarium or as aquaculture. It strictly exists in the wild. So IFAS runs a tropical fish hatchery down in Ruskin, Florida, for the tropical fish industry in the nation. And our fish breeders there recently made one of the biggest breakthroughs ever because they figured out for the first time ever how to raise a Pacific blue tang in a tank. This has never been done before. So sometimes, because of the concerns, when you have a hit movie that there'll be pressure put on this fish, this was big news throughout the industry. And the work of scientists at our Tropical Aquaculture Laboratory in Ruskin, and also our Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce, the threat to blue tangs in their natural environment is now much less likely because we have shown we can raise them in an aquarium. We just photographed our first baby dory, and we now have 26 siblings. This only worked because of the great partnerships that we also have in this project. And I should mention and thank the Rising Tide Conservation Organization and SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Conservation Fund. Both of these groups supported the science behind our success in finding a way to raise dory. Craig Watson is director of our Ruskin Lab, and he tells me the next step is to help commercial producers replicate the success he's had in our laboratories there. And maybe people don't realize this, but tropical fish sales are big business in Florida, and this is, again, another example of how IFAS researchers have made that possible and profitable.